cackle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
And a good morning, everybody. If I sound a little nasally, that's because I am a little nasally. Actually, no, I'm a lot nasally. I'm not well. Morning, everybody. Angelo Viola, Sports.5, The Fan, Outdoor Journal Radio, Stephen Labadie over there. He's not feeling good either. What's
good
going
morning.
On?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, not good. Don't ask me that.
The whole office is sick this week or something.
Oh, my God. What is going on? Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis, they're doing okay. I don't hear any sniffles on that
side. Yeah, because they're in Toronto.
Is that what it is? Anyways, we got infected. Somebody infected us, Stephen.
Yes, I don't know who.
At the Christmas party, probably.
Yes, yeah.
But, and I've been medicating all morning, too.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm liable to go off the rails here. Uh-oh. Keep me honest, please.
I'll try.
All right. What do we got? Oh, the final draw was made on the Mercury 9.9.
Yes.
Outboard motor giveaway. The greatest outboard motor sweepstakes of all time of anywhere. And I'm talking about on the planet. Apparently, this is the biggest outboard event, giveaway, sweepstakes, contest ever held.
Oh, we should call
in history,
Guinness
recorded
World
history.
Records.
I'm sorry?
We should call the Guinness World Book of Records.
Oh, geez, that's not what I heard.
Oh.
I told you I was medicated.
Yeah,
so,
careful there.
So we successfully gave away all nine without any issues at all other than one. We did have one issue, a minor little problem for winner number seven. We did not get his. No, it wasn't winner number seven. I'm lying to you. It was winner number six, Graham Price of Oakville. We didn't get his picture up. And now we can't get a picture from him.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell that's all about.
Me neither.
Have we sent the Luigi and his cousin Vito out to repossess the motor?
No,
why are you laughing?
That's the next thing.
See, now why are you laughing?
I don't know. I thought it was funny. Luigi.
It's not funny.
Luigi, the video, you're talking about the video game, right?
Oh.
The Mario brothers?
Vito and Luigi?
No,
Mario.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just laughing.
So anyways, we need to go and repossess that motor. We can't get a photo of him, then bring it home.
Oh.
I got people who want that motor.
He might be listening right now.
I hope so. Anyways, let me announce all the winners. The very first winner in April of this year was Bernie Ikeda from Pickering, Ontario. And he was the very first winner of the Mercury 9.9 giveaway.
Yes.
In May, winner number two, Brett Reed of Kitchener, Ontario, took a 9.9 out west of the province. The June winner was Jim Byrnes of Peterborough, Ontario. The fourth winner in July was Sean McLaughlin from Waynefleet, Ontario. Fifth winner in August was Robert Yost. He was our first out-of-province winner.
Yes.
He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba. That was kind of cool. We were all excited. I remember how excited we were all over here. We were hoping we'd have somebody outside of the province.
Exactly.
And then, of course, as we already mentioned, winner number six, Graham Price from Oakville, Ontario. He was number six. That's September winner. October winner, or winner number seven, Jamie Palak from Kamloops, B.C. That's the farthest that we shipped one of these motors. And the winner number eight in November was Lolita Turner, our first female winner. And she was also in B.C., in Vernon, B.C., actually. That was kind of cool. And our last winner just a few days ago was John Kazapski. Kazapski.
Sounds right to me.
Is that good?
Yeah, Kazapski
from Thunder Bay, Ontario. And he had 208 entries. Now, I was going to read a letter off to you this morning that came in, I think, like the hour after the official close of the contest from one of our participants, but I seem to have misplaced it.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, it was a cool little letter, and he he basically said, hey, I'm really sad that it's over, and that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. More importantly, thank you and the sponsors for making stuff like this available to us. And, yes, there are people out here who actually appreciate what you guys do for us. And he wanted me to reach out personally to the folks at Mercury Marine and thank them for making those wonderful products available for us to win free of charge. And, by the way, he said that he entered 321 ballots.
Yep.
And that his wife entered 318 ballots. And neither one of them won. So, and we checked it out. He did enter 318 ballots. Yeah. 321 ballots, and she entered 318. Now, that's dedication because it was a total of 346 days that they could have entered ballots. But, of course, there were bonus ballots and all that. So we really don't know whether he was there just about every day or not. But I think it was cool. It was so exciting. What a wonderful opportunity for us to get into that sector of the marketplace. It's our first real big digital initiative in terms of contesting. And, I'm a big believer, and we are going to do it bigger and better and more often. In fact, all of those sad letters that we got, messages and notes about, what are we going to do now?
I'm lost
it's all over.
You.
I was every day you guys were reminding me to go and enter. Now you don't do that anymore. What
Something's
am I
going to
do? So, anyways, for those people, don't worry. Don't worry not. Because 2 days after the Mercury contest closed and shut down, we started a brand spanking new one.
Yes.
This time with an 8400 Garmin chart plotter GPS mapping system worth almost $5,000. 12-inch. It's the biggest, baddest Garmin unit you can buy.
It looks nice.
And it is currently up for grabs, except you don't have to wait. We're not going to do 9 of them over 9 months. Every month, we're going to have a contest, and this particular one for the month of January is a Garmin unit. So
ends on the 31st.
Ends on the 31st. Thank you very much, Mr. Labadie. Appreciate it. The exciting part about that is that we're already noticing this is going to be the biggest month of the contest in its history, history.
Huh.
Brief as it may be, but it is going to be huge. that's not to say that the Merc 9.9 wasn't a great prize, but a 12-inch Garmin chart plotter GPS mapping unit worth $5,000, that's huge.
Ooh, I would love to win that, too.
No kidding. Oh. That one, now you got my attention. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, click the contest button somewhere on that page, and enter your vitals. Name, email address, et cetera, and answer a skill testing question, which I understand also has the answer under the hint button.
Yes.
So we make it easy for you, and you do that, enter a ballot, and then every 24 hours after that, you enter another ballot.
That
and it's
easy.
As simple as that. It doesn't get any. And by the way, all of this is absolutely free.
Hmm.
Just so that you know. All right, every 24 hours. Okie doke.
We're basically getting.
Did I tell you? I'm sorry.
We're basically getting them ready for summer. We motor, Garmin. What's next? Like, are we going to give away fishing rods? Like, what? We're getting everyone ready for summer.
Are you prompting me to give stuff away? Like, are you prompting me to disclose stuff that I'm not at liberty to disclose?
I'm just
be giving away a boat and rods and reels and trips and vacations. Is that what you're at? You
no.
want me to do that?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Because I'm not going to do that. I don't play that game. All right? I'm not playing that game with you.
Okay.
I'm ill, and I'm medicated, self-medicated, and I'm weak right now. I'm vulnerable to your suggestions that we might give away stuff that's really cool for the next year. On fishingcanada.com,
yes.
Of all places. I'm burned out, man.
Oh, God, it's only the first.
I know. This week in the news, I'm going to skip right by the news. I don't even know why Witters gives me this stuff. I'm like a little puppet. I'm like a puppet. He pulls my strings, my mouth opens, words come out that I don't even know what they mean. I don't even know what the storylines are.
You don't know what they mean right now because you're hopped up on medication for your sickness.
You think normally I know what he's talking about?
Oh, yeah. You're fully coherent.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Anyways, I'm not even going to talk about that stuff.
Okay.
What to talk about. I am going to tell you this week's guest I'm excited about. Kevin Callen is back on the program. He is the happy camper.
Yes.
And will Kevin sleep inside or outside Christmas Eve? That is the big question, because I know last year he talked to us about doing the holidays in a yurt in some godforsaken piece of wilderness somewhere.
I remember that.
So we'll see. Santa Claus will be joining us from the North Pole, because this is our Christmas show, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you play like the bells and stuff like you normally play? How am I supposed, why don't I just do everything? Why don't I run the board? Why don't I?
I have to shake them. We're on a budget here.
All right, it's enough shaking. Okay. Get back to shaking.
My arm hurts.
Santa's going to be joining us in about 20 minutes. We're getting a satellite connection with him, so we have to adhere to the time frame, apparently, when that happens. What else we got? Something about athletes climbing an ice face. What? What are you looking at? No, it is. Using a pick and wearing a helmet. How difficult is this? Wow. And can anybody do this in any kind of shape? I would say, no. If I was just a guessing man here and betting man, I would guess no. You can't do it if you're not in great shape. And no, you can't do it if you don't have all the skills required for something like that.
Makes sense.
Am I right? Yeah. Do I get anything? Is that a bonus prize?
Yeah, you get an
extra ballot.
Gold star.
Well, we're going to find out, because Frederick Schuetz, the owner of One Axe Purus, based in Elora, my favorite place in the whole world. They have yurts there in Elora, by the way.
Do they?
Yeah. Right there on the highways, you come into Elora.
Oh.
Anyways, that's enough about that. I don't want to waste a whole lot more time. My good friend John Jakubowski is coming in today, but you know what? It's going to be a different kind of interview with Johnny.
Oh, why is that?
Well, he's, of course, John is the Minister of Natural Resources and a wonderful outdoorsman and all that good stuff. And because this week I'm going to hold his feet to the fire.
Oh.
I need to know what's going on with this two-rod carp thing that we've been working on. It seems like for a million years now.
That's true, yeah.
What the hell is going on? How difficult can it be? Anyways, I'll find out. Then for those of you who would like to learn cross-country skiing or even downhill, once again, this is a John Winters thing, right? Like, this whole show, I am a mere puppet.
No comment.
I'm a mere puppet here. You guys are just pulling the strings, and I say and do whatever you want me to do, and we go on our merry way.
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're going to go downhill skiing and cross-country skiing. And
I'm going to try that.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
At all? Like not even once when you were like a little kid?
No. Nope.
I find that hard. See, I find that hard to believe. I find hard to believe that there could be an adult in this country of ours from anywhere from coast to coast that does not skate.
I don't skate. I'm bad at skating. I wipe out all the time, and
I find that hard to believe. Like, how can you grow up in Canada?
Well, I skated before multiple times, but I just didn't like it. I'm not a true.
Okay, Canadian. Even better. Yeah. How can you grow up in this wonderful country of Canada and say that you don't like skating? Like, it's
not my thing. I like watching people skate.
It's just not right.
Okay.
It's just not right.
Do you skate, Ange?
Yeah, I love it.
Did you go skating this year yet?
Not yet this year, but I just had a minor little event in July 19th, in case you forgot.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's probably going to keep me from skating this year, but I will be back.
Do a hockey game.
I'll do that,
too. Pine Post Production, the LJ Radio hockey game.
Oh, I'd love to get you on the ice, my God. And Winters. I'd love to get Winters on the ice. Anyways, so Heather Steele from High Park Ski Club will join us. Talk to us all about the benefits and virtues of cross-country and downhill skiing. A lot to cover, my friends. So, let's go to a break. How's that, Stephen?
Sounds good.
More Journal after this. Let your dare go away.